Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasatim vyasam. Tato jaya mudirayet. Nasta praeshu pabhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Text number 17. Tashyat ma tantrasya hare adishtito parashya mai adipate mahatmana prayena duta eha vai manoharash charanti tadrupaguna swabhava. Tasyatma tantrasya hare radishtito. Tasyatma tantrasya hare radishtito. Parashya maya dipater mahatmana. Parashya mai adipater mahatmana. Prayena duta iha vai manoharash. Prayena duta iha vai manoharash. Charanti tadrupa guna swabhava. Charanti tadrupa guna swabhava. Tashyatma tantrasya hare radishtito. Parashya mai adipater mahatmana. Prayena duta iha vai manoharash. Charanti tadrupa guna swabhava. Tashyatma tantrasya hare radishtito. Parashya maya adipater mahatmana. Prayena duta iha vai manoharash. Prayena charanti tadrupa guna swabhava. Tashya, of him, Atma Tantrasya, being self-sufficient, not dependent on any other person. Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adishtitu, who is the master of everything. Parashya, the transcendence. Maya Adipate, the master of the illusory energy. Maha Atmana, of the Supreme Soul. Prayena, almost. Duta, the order carriers. Iha, in this world. By indeed. Manohara,
Manohara,
pleasing in the dealing in their dealings and bodily features. Charante, they move. Tat, of him. Rupa, possessing the bodily features. Guna, the transcendental qualities. Swabhava, and nature. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including the illusory energy. He has his form qualities and features. And similarly, his outer carriers, the Vaishnavas, who are very beautiful, possess bodily features, transcendental qualities, and a transcendental nature, almost like his. They always wander within this world with full independence.
他有他的形象、品质和特征，同样他的命令则能观，外事眼、外神也有具有同样基础与他一样十分美丽的外貌和身体特征，以及超然的品性。他们总是自由自在地去到这个世界的各个地方。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yamaraj was describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. But the order carriers of Yamaraj were very eager to know about the Vishnu Dutas who had defeated them in their encounter with Ajamil. Yamaraj, therefore, stated that the Vishnu Dutas resemble the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their bodily features, transcendental qualities, and nature. In other words, the Vishnu Dutas or Vaishnavas are almost as qualified as the Supreme Lord. Yamaraj informed the Yamadutas that the Vishnu Dutas are no less powerful than Lord Vishnu. Please don't talk when we're having Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's offensive to the Bhagavatam. Yeah, it's better you don't sit there. Because you will talk. In other words, the Vishnu Dutas or Vaishnavas are almost as qualified as the Supreme Lord. Yamaraj informed the Yamadutas that the Vishnu Dutas are no less powerful than Lord Vishnu. Since Vishnu is above Yamaraj, the Vishnu Dutas are above the Yamadutas. Persons protected by the Vishnu Dutas, therefore, cannot be touched by the Yamadutas. Om Ajnana Timaranda Syakya Nanjana Chalakaya Chatsur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Panchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivaja Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're reading this very important account of Yamaraj instructing his servants, the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas were puzzled when they were defeated by the Vishnu Dutas. And they didn't even know who these Vishnu Dutas were. The Yamadutas were all horribly ugly and fierce looking. And then the Vishnu Dutas appeared, and they are all very beautiful features, very handsome, very nice, attractive qualities. So they had never seen people like this before. They were very puzzled. Who are these people? They're kind. They're so powerful. They stopped us from taking the sinful Ajameel. So Lord Yamaraj is explaining to them who are these Vishnu Dutas. But first of all, he explained who their master was, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. And we were hearing in the previous verse how nobody can understand Lord Narayan. Even great powerful sages and saintly persons are not able to understand his qualities. And our mind and senses also cannot understand Lord Narayan. And today we are hearing how Lord Narayan, some of his qualities, that he is self-sufficient. Yeah. He doesn't need anything from anyone. He doesn't need his mother to make food for him every day. He doesn't have somebody waiting on him. He doesn't need these people. He has goddesses of fortune, of course, all waiting on him. He has thousands, hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune. But he's not dependent on their service. He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything from anyone. We're not like that. We're dependent on so many things. And then the Lord, we cannot maintain ourselves properly. You know, we have to go to the shop and get the food and buy the food. But the Lord, he doesn't need this. And he's fully independent. This is mentioned in the very first verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmajasya yato navayat itaratas chartesyu abhigyana swarat. Abhigyana swarat. The Lord is described in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam as being swarat, meaning independent. So we are the parts and parcels of the Lord. We have also the qualities of the Lord. We have some independence. We have some tiny independence. But Krishna is fully independent. What independence do we have? We can choose. Are we going to surrender to Krishna or surrender to Maya? That is our independence is that only. Only that. When we surrender to Krishna, then we're controlled by his spiritual energy. And when we, just like it says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim asraja. The Mahatmas, the great souls, that they're fully engaged, they're under the control of my superior energy. Daivim prakriti ashrita. Mahatmanas tumam partha. Daivim prakriti ashrita. We're daivim prakriti, the divine energy. The Mahatmas are controlled by that divine energy. But what about us? When we don't surrender to Krishna, then we're controlled by that material energy. Modes of material nature, very difficult to overcome. So at every step we're controlled. But we have that independence, we can choose surrender to Krishna or surrender to Maya. That's our independence. But Krishna is fully independent. Because the material energy is under his control. Lord Yamaraj goes on, he is the master of everything, everyone, and everything. Yeah. Every living entity is under his control. We say Ishvara Parama Krishna. He's the supreme controller. There are many controllers. We are all trying to control in this material world. The mother and father try to control the child. The child tries to control the mother and father. Everywhere it's going on. Control. We're trying to control. But our position is not to control. Our position is to surrender. To
surrender.
Krishna is the supreme controller. Sarva karana karanam. He's the cause of all causes. He's the control master of everything, everyone, everything. And including the illusory energy. Maya is also under his control. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya dvadachiya. Krishna says, my maya, very difficult to overcome. So this material energy is, this illusion, this is also Krishna's energy. Krishna has this illusory energy to bewilder us in the material world so we can enjoy this material world. Just like if you're playing in a drama and you forget who you really are, you're so absorbed in the play, you just become part of the drama. So you forget your actual identity. So in the same way, we're also dreaming in this material world. And we forget about all our past experiences. We forget about our previous lives. All the different births we've had in this material world. And we just try to absorb ourselves. We can enjoy more in this life. If we were remembering the previous lives, then we wouldn't be able to enjoy this life so much. So this is all the illusory energy. So that we can enjoy the dream of this material world. And then Yamaraj goes on to say that this Lord Narayan, he has his form. He's a person. He has a form. He's a person. And he has qualities and features. So Lord Narayan understands that he's understood the nature of the personality of Godhead. Some people were thinking that God is simply some energy. And others say, if there's a God, he cannot have any qualities. And he will be without a form. Because they think these things are all material. But Lord Yamaraj understands that there are spiritual forms, spiritual qualities. And he understands also that these Vishnu Dutas, they are the servants of the Supreme Lord. And they have similar features. Just like in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, all the associates, all the devotees of Lord Narayan, they all possess this swarupa. They all have the similar form to the Lord. So these Vishnu Duras, they're coming from the spiritual world. And they have the form similar to the Lord in the spiritual world. So in this way, Lord Yamaraj is explaining that these people, the Vishnu Dutas, are superior to them. And he tells his servants, the Yamadutas, that these Vishnu Dutas sometimes wander within this world. And they have full independence. They can go anywhere. Because they have spiritual bodies. Just like Narada Muni has a spiritual body, he can go anywhere. He's a liberated soul. So liberated souls are not under the laws of material nature. We are restricted by the body. We cannot move because of the body. A bird has a different body. The bird can fly in the sky. And if we go up on the roof and try to fly like the bird, you know, we just go crashing to the ground. And then the fish, they can swim in the sea, and if we try to swim in the sea, you know, we will drown. If you try to swim in the bottom of the sea like a fish, you know, your lungs will burst. You won't be able to. So we have a different body. We're limited by this body. But when you get a spiritual body, then you can move without restriction. Prabhupada tells about how some yogis, he said they will take bath in all the four dhams and at the same time. I will explain. There are four dhams in India. One in the north, one in the south, one in the east, and one in the west. In the north, there is Badrik Ashram in the Himalayas. You can only go there in the summer because in the winter time it's all snow and ice. And then on the east coast, there is Jagannath Puri. And on the west coast, there is Dwarka. And on the south, there is Rameshwaram. So these are the four dhams. So they, some yogis, they will take their bath in the Ganges. And they will come up in Jagannath Puri. And then they will take, come, go in the bank in the sea, and then they will come up in Dwarka. Then they will go back in the sea, and then they will come up in Rameshwara. Because they have a spiritual body, they've developed a spiritual body, they can transport themselves to faraway places. If we take our bath in the sea in Hong Kong, and then you come up in the Jagannath Puri. If you have the spiritual body, you don't need airplane tickets and visas. There are yogis like this. Prabhupada Patel's, there was this one yogi in Benares, here in the city Benares, sometimes, some years ago, there was this one yogi. He was sitting in the street without any clothes, and the police arrested him, they put him in the jail. We thought, they said, this is indecent, you're sitting like this, no clothes, you know, you shouldn't be here like this. They put him in the jail. And then the next day, they found the yogi sitting there again back in the same place. The policeman was thinking, hey, I arrested him yesterday. How did he get back here today? And they went back, they saw he wasn't there in the cell. He was not there. He had, somehow he'd gone out. So they arrested him again, put him back in the cell. And then the next day again they found him. And they couldn't understand, how is he getting out of the cell? So then the cell was still locked, he hadn't broken anything. Then they understood, he's a yogi, he's got yoga power. So they couldn't do anything, they just, okay. He had a spiritual body. There are yogis like this even today. They don't advertise. They don't advertise. There's Kumbh Mela in 2 years, there will be Kumbh Mela. Every 12 years there's a big gathering at the banks of the Ganga and the Yamuna, where the Ganges meets the Yamuna. There's a place that's called Triveni. It means three rivers meeting at the one place. So every 12 years there's a gathering there. And people will come. Every 12 years, yogis, they come from the mountains. Prabhupada says some yogis, they will be hundreds of years old. But they look just like young men. They're doing austerity, controlling their breath, living in the Himalayas. And they will come once every 12 years to take their bath. They have, you know, developed some spiritual body. So similarly, Vishnu Dudas, they also have a spiritual body. They can move anywhere. Nobody can say, you can't come in here. So in Hong Kong, when we would go for book distribution, then they would say, you can't come in here. You know, that if you go in the building, the man would say, no, you're not coming in our building.
Yeah.
But Vishnu did it, they can go anywhere. And they're more powerful than the Yamaduras. So, okay, any question?
The Vishnu Dutas have a spiritual body, but isn't it better to term the yogi's body as higher dimensional material? I mean, isn't it still material? Like, subtle body, but it's still material.
Isn't it the yogi?
Who?
The yogi. Maybe Vishnu Dutas have a spiritual body.
Yeah.
Most likely they do, but I don't think the yogis, I mean, how if they're still in the material world, and
We can have spiritual bodies, so. By using our body in the service of Krishna, our body becomes spiritualized. Just like you put the metal rod into the fire. The metal rod becomes hot, hot, red hot, just like the fire. And then you can take the rod out of the fire, and it's so hot, it will burn everything. So in the same way, when we engage ourselves in Krishna's service, then our body also becomes spiritualized. We just have to connect ourselves to Krishna. By connecting ourselves to Krishna, then our body is free from the material nature. Some material conception is there, the material elements are there, but the body is spiritualized. Because there's no connection with the material world. So the same way these yogis, they've developed some spiritual power. So they can transcend the material nature. Of course, that in itself may not be perfect, that they can go back to the spiritual world. But they've developed some degree of advancement beyond, above the conditioned souls.
No, well, now I realize. In the 11th canto, it says that you can only get these 8 perfections from the mercy of Krishna. So it is sort of spiritual, isn't it? It is sort of.
Well, everything is the mercy of Krishna. Yeah, everything comes from Krishna. So yoga powers also come from Krishna. If you desire the yoga powers, then you know, and if Krishna thinks you're worthy to get them, then Krishna can give them. Where does it say they're demigods? It doesn't say they're demigods. They're servants of Lord Vishnu, yeah. No need to come where? Yeah, they're liberated souls.
Then is it the Yamaraj Dutta also?
Yamadutas are not liberated souls. They're servants of Yamaraj. Yamaraj is a demigod. Well, he's telling them about Krishna now. He didn't tell them about Vishnu before, though.
Yeah, why not before?
Well, they were busy. They have to bring all the sinful people for punishment. So he didn't want to distract them from their work. Yeah, they have an important service. It's an important service.
Yeah,
they're good servants. They do a good job. Terrifying people, and punishing them, and torturing them, putting them in hell, burning them in the oil, doing all the different punishments that they have for them. Well, the Yamaduras are serving a great devotee. By serving the devotees, of course. Well, Yamaraj, you could say they're servants of Yamaraj, but you know, Yamaraj is doing his job and the Yamaduras are doing their job, and their job is to assist Yamaraj in his work. But it says, Mahatsevam Dwara Mahor Vimuktes, by serving the devotee, by serving the great souls, it opens the doors to liberation. So the Yamaduras are fortunate because they have that connection with Yamaraj, and he's a great devotee, so they're getting good association. And we're seeing that good fortune in this chapter. Yamaraj is instructing them about the Supreme Lord. When you have good association, then it's very helpful for spiritual advancement because you're going to hear about Krishna. Even though Yamaduras and Yamaraj are very busy punishing the sinful, still Yamaraj is taking time to tell them about the Supreme Lord. So this is very important always to have that. Even though we may be very busy in our ordinary life, still we should take time to try to hear about the Lord. And by hearing regularly, then we can become more attached to the Lord. Srinvatam Svakita Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radianta Stohya Bhadrani Vudunoti Suritsitam. Sri Krishna, the super soul within the heart of all living entities, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from those who relish his message, which in itself is virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So by hearing regularly about Krishna, we lose our material desire. But if we don't hear about Krishna regularly, the material desires come up. You have to always pull out the weeds. We're watering the plant by hearing. But you have to pull out the weeds. And if you stop hearing, then the weeds they'll grow up. The weeds will grow. And you won't remember to pull them out. So we have to always be on guard against material desires. That's why we have to hear again and again. Animals don't suffer karma. Animals are suffering karma, but they're not responsible for their activity. No, animals, that is hell. That is hell. They're in that body as a result of sins. The human life is where you get karma. Yeah, when we have this human form of life, we're responsible for our activities. We don't have prisons for the animals. Oh, this dog raped this other dog. This dog stole the monkey stole my glasses. Put him in jail. No, they're in that body. They have that body because of their sins. No. When people act against the laws of karma, when they act in the wrong way, punishment is they get an animal body. And when they're very sinful, then they're put into hell.
Do you ever do just get a salary?
Do they get a salary? They get their income. They get the mercy of Yamaraj. They get the spiritual instruction.
So there's no question.
You want to find out? You want to go there and ask them?
So there's selfless servants, so they're like Vaishnavas, but except
for the Yamaraj is a Vaishnava. Yamaraj is a Vaishnava, his servants must also be Vaishnava. Selfless servants. Do you get any prasadam? Do you get any salary? Yes, you do. You've always got money. So Somebody must be giving you a salary. Yeah, everyone is rewarded and punished by the grace of Krishna. According to our activities. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.